Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It's 9:49 on the Morning Edition and time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City March wheat opened at 4:35, up one on the open. July, 4:40, up one. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 3:69, up 2 3/4 on the open. May, 3:80 1/2, up three. July, 3:90, up three. September, 3:99, up 1 1/2. December, 4:11 1/2, up two. March, 4:19, up one on the open. March corn opened at 2:24 1/2, up 1 1/2 on the open. May, 2:35 1/2, up 1 3/4. July, 2:44 1/2, up 1 1/2. September, 2:52, up 2 1/4. December, 2:61, up 1 1/4. March, 2:67 1/2, up 1 1/2 on the open. March oats opened at 1:90 1/2, up 1 1/2 on the open. May, 1:95 3/4, up 3/4. March beans opened at 5:78. Up 6 1/4 on the open. May, 5:91, up 6 1/4. July, 6:01 1/2, up 5 3/4. August, 6:02 1/2, up 3 1/2. November, 6:13, up 5 1/2 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 1:76, up 1:20 on the open. May, 1:77.50, up 80. March soybean oil opened at 22.95, up 19 on the open. May, 23.38, up 24. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle open at 106.95, unchanged on the open. April, 107.55, down 10. May, 108.20, down 5 on the open. February live cattle open at 90.65, down 12 1/2 on the open. April, 87.47 1/2, unchanged. April lean hogs opened at 61.95, unchanged on the open. May, 67.90, unchanged. June, 70.10, down 20. July, 68.45, down 2 1/2 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 86.20, up 10 on the open. The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at AM 580. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
I note that we're seeing the options go off the board, the March options go off the board today. And as I look at the corn, anyway, I see a narrow range, about 43% in open interest in the puts, 57 in the calls. How do you think the options will come off today?
Well, the corn options seem like they're going to come off around 225. And, you know, with this front month options in corn, you have 5-cent increments. So there is a 225 call and a 225 put there in lead month, Dave. And, you know, March wheat is dragging around 370. And then, you know, the March beans are probably going to end up between 570, 580. It looks like they want to try and go towards the 580 level right now. I would have to say, though, with the outside markets and what's going on in other parts of the world, that the options are probably looked at, you know, as a second issue right now. I'm sure there's a lot of option traders wanting to get out, but, you know, there's a lot bigger picture issues that we're dealing with that probably the board's dealing with as well.
And among those, I suppose, is the increase of the potential for bird flu across Europe.
Yes, that and the oil price spike that we're seeing, the gold price spike we're seeing today, because the Middle East is really in a simmer right now. We don't want to call it a boiling point, but the Middle East between Iraq and Iran and now the terrorist attempt on a Saudi oil pipeline and oil refinery, in fact, the largest one they have, are three big indications that the Middle East is not simmering down and it's not calming down. It's getting more violent, and crude's up 3.5% today, and gold's up 1.5%. So we think that's probably really kicking in, as is the bird flu. And there are two contradictory issues in the market, and the commodity markets are going to probably act a lot like Wall Street is right now, where you see two-sided trade and a lot of skittishness, especially going into a weekend.
You know, in both the Nov and May beans, we're looking at a pennant formation yesterday. Novi beans broke 100-day moving average, but they're still in that pennant formation, as well as the main beans. But we are spiraling ever closer to the apex. What do you think is going to happen when we get there?
You know, we've been talking about this for a couple weeks now, and it is one of the sloppiest pennant formations we've ever kept track of, Dave. I have to keep drawing and redrawing our lines over and over again, and it ends up being about the same place, you know, when it's all said and done. I think the biggest thing that comes up to us is that November beans in particular went below the 200-day moving average. We'd rate that as very, very important, more important than the pennant right now. We also say that the November beans have been able to stay above last Wednesday's low of 604, and the May beans have been able to hold their 583 low. You combine that with the fact that coming into this week, the Dease corn is only down just slightly, and as we speak right now, it's steady on the day from where we closed last Friday. But the Nov beans, by contrast, have lost 22 cents coming into this morning. So at our you know, round table discussion, our mindset is corn is buying acres right now as of this past week, and it probably comes on the heels of those baseline numbers. So we're stepping away from the pennant a little bit technically because we've got some other issues technically that we are relying upon a little bit more and have more confidence in. And we're trying to open up the scope to a bigger picture of Nov beans versus Dease corn, and what's the acreage issue there.
And as you look at that, what do you think is happening?
Well, again, we think that the corn is buying acres. We feel like that, you know, when farmers see 262 Dease corn and they see that we're only a penny and three quarters from that last July contract high, it gets them pretty friendly, especially when they see that the wheat market is leading it. And so as beans go down in November closer to $6, I think the producers are also seeing the idea that maybe there's going to be an LDP this fall in beans if we grow another 3 billion bushel crop. So we would suspect that given good weather that the corn is going to win out and we're going to get the higher acreage number closer to 80 and 80 and a half and maybe even try and step above 80 and a half million, again, based upon good weather.
So you're in the mindset that we're going to break 263 and three quarters to the upside.
Well, we're saying technically speaking, there's no reason why you wouldn't at this point now that you have wheat and beans positive on the day. When you get this close and you got this close earlier in the week, you really want to see follow-through when you get up into these lofty levels in terms of contract high territory because psychologically the market doesn't like that. And let's go back to the bird flu. I mean, let's look at what's happening in France right now. A poultry farm, domestic birds, in other words, have been found with that H5N1 virus in France. Reuters reported this morning that French maize prices are at a nine-month low right now, you know, as of last night's close. So we've got some real issues fundamentally, and we continue to watch that soy meal complex because it can be a drag and a leader to the downside on the corn while the wheat tries to be a leader to the upside.
So given all these factors, what are you telling your people to do today?
Continue with risk management in terms of letting cash sales go to a third or 40% of your bushels in both corn and beans. Slap on calls, even if you haven't bought the calls at earlier levels like we have. We've got enough political, economic, investment flow, scientific, go down the line, microeconomic or individual commodity uncertainties, Dave, that we think the options can be worth their while and be very good risk management tools between now and June when we expect a lot more to be known and us to be able to reevaluate those options positions. But we're overvalue, in our opinion. We have sufficient risk premium to get good profit locked in. Let's use some risk management, you know, principles and try and step away and look at the bigger scope of the picture.
What are you seeing over at the Merck?
Well, we've got a cattle on feed report today, and it's going to be a big one because the market is assuming that the drought in the southern plains is going to finally hit in terms of placements into feedlots. We're looking at averages of 120 or upwards of 120% in placements. For the report this afternoon, if it comes in 120 or more, we suspect the feeders will lead the fats down. If it comes in 110% or below in terms of placements, we suspect the fats have a technical bias to the upside, and that might help the hogs out.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Dave, you have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature. Let's look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City, 435 and a half, up 1 and a half. March wheat in Chicago, 368 and a quarter, up 2. May, 380 and a quarter, up 2 and 3 quarters. March corn, 224 and a half, up 1 and a half. May, 235 and 3 quarters, up 2. July, 245, up 2. December, 261 and a quarter, up 1 and a half. March beans, 575 and a half, up 3 and 3 quarters. May, 588, up 3 and a quarter. July, 598 and a half, up 2 and 3 quarters. November, 610 and a half, up 3. March soybean meal, 175, up 20. March soybean oil, 2296, up 20. March feeder cattle at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, 106.70 down 25. February live cattle, 90.50 down 27 and a half. April lean hogs, 61.47 and a half down 47 and a half. Outside markets, April crude oil up $1.96, now 201 at 62.55. Gold for February up 660. The March contract up 540. Goldman Sachs up 843 at 423.70. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.